Grayscale launches first U.S. spot, Zcash ETF on NYSE Arca. Grayscale spot, Zcash ETF started trading on NYSE Arca on August 25, 2026, under the ticker ZCSH. Cointelegraph confirmed the listing on the morning of the launch. It is the first U.S.-listed spot fund tracking ZEC, and, more notably, the first regulated U.S. exchange product built on a privacy coin. The fund holds Zcash directly and tracks the token's spot price, the same structure Grayscale has used for its Bitcoin and Ethereum products. Investors buy shares through a standard brokerage account rather than holding the token in a wallet or on an exchange. A privacy coin reaches a regulated wrapper. The detail that separates ZSH from the wave of spot crypto ETFs that came before it is the asset class. Zcash is a privacy coin. It uses zero-knowledge proofs to let users shield transaction details, hiding sender, receiver, and amount on-chain. That property has kept privacy tokens at the edge of the regulated market for years. Several exchanges delisted Zcash and Monero in various jurisdictions over compliance concerns, and privacy coins were widely treated as too sensitive for a mainstream financial product. A spot ETF changes the framing. The fund itself does not shield anything. It holds ZEC and reports holdings the way any exchange-traded product does, so the wrapper is fully transparent, even though the underlying token supports optional privacy. That distinction is likely what made the listing possible under current U.S. disclosure rules. The broader ETF pipeline keeps widening. ZCSH follows a run of single-asset crypto funds reaching U.S. markets after spot Bitcoin ETFs opened the door in early 2024 and Ethereum products followed. Issuers have since filed for funds tracking Solana, XRP, and a longer list of tokens. A privacy coin clearing the same path signals how far the acceptable range has stretched. Grayscale has leaned into that expansion. The firm converted its flagship Bitcoin trust into an ETF, launched an Ethereum product, and has pushed a pipeline of additional single asset and index funds. ZCSH extends that catalog into a corner of the market that most issuers had avoided. The timing lands during a strong stretch for crypto broadly. As of August 25, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $78,950, up 22.9% over the prior 7 days, while XRP was up 47.6% and Ether up 30% over the same window, per coin market cap. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 81. In extreme greed territory. New products tend to launch into rallies, and a rising market gives a niche fund more room to attract early attention. Access without the custody question. For U.S. investors, the appeal of a spot ETF is the same across every asset it has touched. Exposure without direct custody. Buying ZCSH means holding a security in a brokerage account rather than managing private keys, running a shielded wallet, or sourcing ZC on a spot exchange that may not list it. The trade-off is the standard one for any ETF. Holders pay a management fee and give up direct control of the asset in exchange for convenience and a regulated venue. That convenience versus control trade-off mirrors a debate crypto card users know well. Custodial products hand off the keys for ease of use, while self-custody options keep control with the user and remove counterparty exposure. An ETF sits firmly on the custodial side. The fund holds the token, and the shareholder holds a claim on the fund. There is also a practical irony worth naming. A privacy coin's core feature is confidentiality, yet buying it through an ETF ties the position to a brokerage account, a name, and full tax reporting. Investors who want ZEC for its shielded transactions still need the token itself. ZCSH is a price exposure vehicle, not a privacy vehicle. The early signals to track are demand and follow through. Trading volume and any reported inflows in the first days will show whether appetite exists for a privacy coin ETF or whether the novelty outruns the buyer base. A second question is whether the approval clears a path for other privacy-focused tokens to seek similar wrappers, or whether Zcash's transparent fund structure remains a one-off case that regulators were willing to accept. For now, the concrete fact is the listing itself. A privacy coin trades on a major U.S. exchange through a regulated fund for the first time. a milestone that would have read as unlikely a year ago.